you know, I think it's important that we do focus on how this impacts the patients and those being covered by the ACA. We know that that over a million people have gained coverage because of the ACA, and while we don't have a congressional score yet, we do know the impact of what that Medicaid expansion repeal will be, and that will be a loss of 650,000 people that currently have coverage, that have gained coverage that didn't have it previously. You know, and the impacts, whether those folks would be going back to the emergency room to, mm-hmm. to receive care, what that means for hospitals making decisions on staffing. But also there is an economic cost to this. Hospitals in you know, we represent more than 200 hospitals and healthcare systems throughout the state, from our small critical access hospitals to our large academic medical centers. And in nearly every county in this state, hospitals are one of the top three employers in nearly every county in the state. One in 10 jobs in the state is in healthcare. So there's a real economic impact to this as well. And in addition to the loss of those 650,000 people losing coverage, as Mary Ann said, we would lose over $3 billion in federal funding just for that population. And our estimates, and again, this is 3 days that we've had to digest, is that we believe that there will be a loss, an economic activity loss of between $7.6 billion and $8.4 billion in reduced annual economic activity in the state. And that would result in the loss of between 55,000 and 60,750 jobs to the state of Illinois. So not to, by all means, the focus today should be on the patients and those that we serve and making sure that that coverage is there, but there's a real economic impact to this as well. In addition to this, to the expansion repeal, there is a per capita cap on Medicaid population in general. And currently, Illinois is not in a very good position. We currently rank 50th in per capita beneficiary payment. And so to lock that in, we start at the gate. And that is with the Medicaid expansion at the 90% reimbursement. So, you know, we start out the gate ranked 50th. To continue that cap moving forward would be even more beneficial.